This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Folks here are still trying to figure out what happened to Ohio State against Michigan. Stuart Mandel covers college athletics for The Athletic. Writes all about college football. His podcast, The Audible, must listen to The Audible. Do it. Stuart, great to have you with us today.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're okay.
We're in Ohio, baby. You know how
we're
feeling.
Yeah, I can't be going that well.
I found this interesting on your social media account, X, which used to be Twitter. You sent out, heading into the primetime games, here's what you see as the college football playoff field. And you had 1 through 6. Somebody responded to you, Ohio State couldn't beat any of these teams. And you responded, they literally beat 2 of them. And that's the thing to me that is kind of weird, is that, okay, you lost to Michigan. It was a terrible, terrible loss if you're an Ohio State fan. Yet, you're going to get into the playoff, and you have every chance to win a national championship this year if you can play a little bit better. And I think that's a good thing with the playoff. Do you like that aspect of what the playoff is bringing? And is too much put on one game, whether it's, you know, Alabama-Auburn or Georgia-Alabama or Texas-Texas A&M or Ohio State-Michigan?
I mean, I think it's playing out as well, if not better than I expected, in that we have so widened the pool of games that mattered. I mean, if you put yourself in the headspace of any season before this one, certainly in the 4-team playoff, you would get down to last weekend and there'd be 5, maybe 6 teams still with a realistic shot. Yep. And their games would be huge nationally. And everybody else would be playing for a New Year's Six Bowl or the Gator Bowl or whatever it may be. So many more of those games matter now. I mean, I'm going to the Boise State UNLV game Friday night because it's literally a play-in to the playoff. That's not a game I would have thought of covering in the past. Now, does it mean that this, you know, that Ohio State can suffer this awful loss to Michigan and still be in? Does that mean it, you know, makes that game less important? Not from what I'm seeing of Ohio State fans right now. I don't think anybody's like, that was a terrible loss, but we can still win the national championship, so, you know, well, we'll just move on with our lives. I mean, it feels every bit as catastrophic as it would have in the past, even if it didn't necessarily end their ultimate goal.
Stuart, you know, a lot of people around here calling for Ryan Day's head. I'm sure that if somebody wanted to write that check for $37.3 million to buy out on yesterday, we would have saw somebody step up. I didn't see anybody do it. How much is that going to help him kind of hang on to this job and maybe change the opportunity despite the fact he's 0-4 against Michigan?
I'm not focused as much on...
I'm sorry, 1-4. Yep. 1-4.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in Ross Bjork's shoes. I don't know, but I just find it hard to imagine how he comes back from this, even if it's not Ohio State's call. It reminds me very much of sitting there. I was in Vegas for the NCAA tournament the first weekend, and I'm watching the end of the Kentucky-Oakland game, and I'm thinking, if he loses, Calipari loses this game, there's no way he's coming back to be the Kentucky coach again. Like, it's just the relationship's over, and that's what happened. He left for Arkansas. And I don't know if Ryan Day has a plan B and an exit plan like that, but when you hear him say things like he said last week about how the three-game losing streak to Michigan has been the worst thing that's ever happened to his family, I thought Pat Forty wrote a really excellent column from the game, and he was standing on the sideline. He saw Ryan Day's teenage daughter sobbing before the game was even over. I mean, you got to deal with that for another 365 days with no guarantee you're going to end it next year. So, but in the meantime, possible national title run. So it's not, you know, timing of this has all changed. I think you either have to, if you're going to fire your coach, you either have to do it right now, because the portal opens next week, or you don't do it till, you know, after possibly the whenever your team gets eliminated. So I don't think they're in a position to buy somebody out or fire somebody right now. But Ryan Day might have a career decision to make.
You know, I'm totally intrigued by the thought of Ohio State hosting a playoff game. You know, there's never been a game this late in the year at Ohio Stadium. And I think it's a fascinating twist on the college football season. Just your thoughts on that. I mean, I know it feels like the end of the world in Columbus, but it's not because of the new landscape of the game. So, and I'm totally excited about the fact that they, you know, they probably should have the opportunity to host the game here, depending on how things go. But I feel pretty good about it.
I've been looking forward to this aspect of the 12-team playoff from the minute it was announced. We've never had on-campus playoff games. I mean, watching the Buffalo game in the snow last night, I'm like, God, I really hope that happens at one of the I hope I'm not at that game, but I hope from the TV perspective,
Good move.
Somebody has a 20-degree, you know, freezing, you know, playing in the snow game, because we've never had that before. And I'm a huge fan of going to the Rose Bowl and going to somewhere warm for New Year's, right? Like that.
Right.
That's a great tradition and great for the fans. But I think this will be a new one. I mean, I think people will say, man, I cannot believe, like in my mock bracket, or like projected bracket, you have Penn State hosting Miami in a first-round game.
Yes.
Miami coming to the cold in December. You know, obviously that's you know, there's great history with those two teams. Like, that's what it's all about. And whatever it ends up being, I mean, I think the one we know for sure, I think, is Notre Dame will be hosting a game because their season's over. You know, Penn State will be if they lose to Oregon. You can kind of, you know, start looking at those possibilities. And Ohio State, we'll see where they fall. I mean, I think they could be a 7 seed, an 8 seed, a 9 seed, somewhere in that department. But, you know, obviously the difference between 8 and 9 is whether you're hosting or going on the road.
Yeah.
Stuart Mandel joining us. He covers college football for The Athletic, talks about college football on his podcast, The Audible. Explain this one to me, Stuart. And though I live in Ohio, I'm not a diehard Ohio State fan. You know, you always want the big school in your state to win, but I'm not a diehard. I've never understood the, and it's probably my fault, the pat of if we beat Michigan, it's a successful season. And I'm more in, especially now, hey, you got a chance to win the national championship. You lost a game, but that's okay. That's the way this is now. How do you balance that? And do you have to balance that? All right, compete for a national championship and beat our big rival. And if you don't do one or the other, you're not a successful head coach.
Well, I think it's particularly unique to Ohio State, Michigan, and in particular to this period of Ohio State, Michigan, because John Cooper survived for 13 years. He you know, going 2-10-1 against Michigan, but they had some great teams in there that, you know, one that almost won the national title and a couple more that were close to that. And that was considered, I mean, I know the fans weren't happy about it, but it wasn't it didn't seem like a fireable offense to be fielding top 10 teams that happened to lose that one game. And I just think it really intensified first with Urban Meyer, putting all the emphasis on it that he did. than Harbaugh and Connor Stallions. Like, it just, I think it's just reached a point where it means so much right now. And especially, look, Ohio State's not used to being in this position. For years and years, they dominated this rivalry. So I don't know that it's always going to be that way. I mean, I think in most cases, you know, if you're going to play for the national championship, then that one game doesn't necessarily outweigh that. But it just doesn't feel like that in this rivalry right now.
Stuart, does that change if they move the game earlier into the season? Because we've heard both coaches say that the way things are going to shake out, they don't know that they're necessarily going to be able to hang on to Ohio State and Michigan as the last game, you know, around Thanksgiving. And if they do move that, I personally think it changes the dynamic a little bit, because, you know, the history of this game is rooted in the fact that when it was the, you know, the Big Two, Little Eight, that the team who won this game was going to the Rose Bowl, right? And so we're not anywhere near those days anymore. And if they move this game off the last weekend of the season, doesn't it kind of just become like Penn State a little bit was for Ohio State this year?
Yeah, I think so, because you're on to the next one the next week. You know, part of the sting of losing this game is that think of last year's game. The winner of that was going to go to the Big Ten title game in the playoff. Mm-hmm. And the loser, and so when that happened, that happens with Michigan.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Michigan did that, and then Ohio, it was 30-24, right? It wasn't a blowout.
Right.
Michigan moved on and ended up winning the national championship. And Ohio State, I think within a week of that, the quarterback transferred, right? The Cotton Bowl became a big consolation. It's just such a drastic difference. And right now, even as Ohio State gets ready for a playoff game, like, they're going to sit with that feeling for a few weeks. So I think you're right. Like, the OU-Texas game is always the second weekend in October, and there have been some pretty crushing wins or losses one way or the other. But they got to go on with their season, and I do think the timing of it matters.
Stuart, how do you think this affects the playoffs? Is going to affect guys that, you know, normally would be like, oh, I'm not playing in the bowl game? Like, I think this is another benefit of the way things are set up, that those guys they're going to want to play for their team if they're in the playoffs rather than in a meaningless bowl. Mm-hmm. So am I correct in thinking that this is going to stop guys from wanting to say, I'm done, I'm not going to play in a bowl game?
Well, I mean, that's a big reason we're here, right? Like,
yeah,
they didn't go to a 12-team playoff because there's 12 teams that can win the national championship. We all know that's not the case. We all know that there's going to be some teams that get into this field that aren't particularly great. But we had reached a point where if you weren't in one of two bowl games, the rest didn't matter. And I think a real, honestly, big moment for that was when Ohio State had some guys opt out of the Rose Bowl, right?
Yep.
So that was unthinkable in a previous era. So now you're incentivized to, at least for these 12 teams, for guys to play. I think, we'll see. The portal opens next week, obviously. And I'm not worried that Ohio State stars or anybody's stars are going to enter the portal. I'm worried that your two or your three backup quarterbacks might, or your, an area where you're not that deep to begin with, and a couple guys. A lot of these schools, these guys that aren't playing as much as they want to are not going to wait till January 20th to leave, because you got to school starts. You got to pick your school. You got to be, if you want to be in spring practice, you got to be enrolled. So that I don't think you can really stop. And we'll see if anybody gets particularly hit hard here in terms of their depth as they get into the playoff run.
Stuart, last thought. Is Ryan Day the coach of the Buckeyes next year?
At the risk of getting, like, aggregated. I have a hard time seeing it. I really do. The only way I could see it is if they have that magical postseason run and everybody loves him again. But, you know, right now it's hard to see this team doing that. But obviously, a lot of teams have proven me wrong before in their ability to be resilient. But if this ends up, you know, short, and certainly well short of the national title game, I have a hard time envisioning that.
Great to have you with us, Stuart Mandel. He's from The Athletic, writes about college football. His podcast, The Audible, make sure you listen to it. Talks college football like crazy. Stuart, thank you.
Thank you. Great stuff, Stuart. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.